Hello, America. This is the Michael Gibson Show. I was just sent a picture, and it's called, they claim this is from the Holocaust Museum. Again, never been there, so you just have to go with it. I didn't look this up if it's there or not, but it's the Early Warning Signs of Fascism. Now, the reason why I was sent this is because the individual felt that apparently there's a correlation between these signs and America today. So, and scrolling through the comments of individuals, apparently, you know, this is a belief, an incorrect one. Which, you know, you've heard people, you've heard the snowflakes in other media outlets running around and also claiming this. So let's go through here point by point. I'm going to talk about briefly the problems with this poster here. It says the early warning signs of fascism. Powerful and continuing nationalism, disdain for human rights, identification of enemies as a unifying cause, supremacy of the military, rampant sexism, controlled mass media, obsession with national security, religion and government intertwined, corporate power protected, labor power suppressed, disdain for intellectuals and the arts, obsession with crime and punishment, rampant cronyism and corruption, fraudulent elections. Okay. So, let's kind of go through here point by point. The one talking point down here is just, you know, corporate power protected. I don't know as far as the snowflakes what exactly as far as corporate power protected exactly what they're referring to. You have to look at the context of this poster. You know, if you're implying crony capitalism, if that's what you're implying, again, that this part I'm at this current second I'm a little fuzzy on what they mean. That's been an ongoing thing that I stand against. I don't believe in businesses and government colluding with one another as far as the aspect of, you know, a business going to a politician saying, hey, like this happened during World War II, and FDR's administration. You had businesses going to FDR administration, and saying, hey, write this law, blah, 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 you know, or they do it today. You know, you have insider trading going on with certain congressmen, congresswomen, like Nancy Pelosi. Minute Maid could go up to her and say, can you write this regulation? This will help us. We'll give you 5,000 shares. Or I should say Coca-Cola owns Minute Maid. Anyway, do you see what I'm saying? That's bad. That's crony capitalism. Okay, so I'm all for that. Let's see, there's another one. I just want to point some of these out right now. Oh, rampant sexism. I'm not seeing it as far as a country or a political power that's rampant sexism. The only movement or party that I see participating in any rampant sexism is the progressives, because and the feminazis, they're the only ones that I see as far as a general movement of sexist behavior. If you want to look at it in a movement standpoint, now yes, that is there's some issues with Trump. Okay. I understand that, but in general, that's the only movement that I see in the country right now that's participating and promoting very adamantly sexism. it's the progressive leaning. Again, with the man bashing and all this stuff. That's the only sexism that I'm seeing. Now, again, this is just speculation. If they're referring to the transgender, again, this is really, really murky. If that's what these people are going after with the transgender issue, with the bathrooms and stuff. Again, men use men's bathrooms because they're men. Women use women's bathrooms because they're women. That's it. Again, I don't care what you think you are, you know, like Ben Shapiro pointed out in a video a week or so ago, you can't identify as 60 because you're not 60. You know, you can't identify as a moose because you're not a moose. And so if I'm a man, I can't identify as a female because I'm not a female. Okay? This isn't playtime. Okay? You can't be whatever you want to be. You're not a king. You're not a knight. You're not a little princess. It doesn't work that way. Okay. Anything other here? Couple of these here. Fraudulent elections. That's another one. Again, they've went through, the FBI has, they have found zero tampering with any machines as far as on, now they did find, I didn't actually read the article I was going to, they had found some tampering pertaining to some Obama organization or something. But it was for Hillary. But again, in general, as far, obviously they're using this to attack Trump. Okay. FBI hasn't found anything, as far as with election machines and whatnot, as far as on Russia's end, not yet. Okay. Now, are they going to? Don't know. Now, again, they have been, they have the George Soros voting machines. I'm butchering that, but there was the issue where they had, this was in 2012, and I think there was one or two stories of machines changing your vote, but, and there was a connection somehow to George Soros with that, but I remember this was a problem in a lot of areas in 2012 in some states. You had machines, literally, you would push Mitt Romney, or, you know, in this case, presidential election, for the president, you push Mitt Romney, it'd go to Obama. And didn't matter how many times, it kept switching back over. So, you had that error. Now, if they resolve that, I don't remember. I'm guessing, I hope some people, I hope all of them, but I'm hoping some, especially when it come to the presidential, that they said something and they corrected it. But you know that, let's say, pertaining to a congressman or more minor position held in office, another position that some people would say, oh, well, you know, it's only Joe Blow. I'm not, you know, worried about it, or I'm not worried about that position. I'm more so you most likely, again, in 2012, yes, there was that going on, but I hope, you know, everyone spoke up. So again, but as far as this past election, not for Trump. Now, again, if they're referring to the emails, okay, that is the hacking that was done by Russia and the Chinese on Hillary's illegal servers. Again, that's not a fraudulent election. It was discovered by the Republicans. They talked about it. Okay? It's not a secret. That's why these retards are talking about doing this mass investigation about the whole thing. They disclosed it already. I knew about it months before the election. I mean, I couldn't even tell you how long. It wasn't even a surprise. That's why I was shocked. You had these people that were screaming, people that I knew and people on social media and in the news, well, we need to have an investigation about these emails. We already had an investigation. That's when it was discovered. It wasn't a secret that the Russians hacked her emails. That's how they had the emails. We knew that. Trey Gowdy talked about it. That's not a big shock. So again, the fraudulent elections, I don't know what they're talking about. An enemy of the United States released information because they didn't like a candidate for whatever reason. And I've had past shows, I've done things, addressing the multiple reasons why Russia could have attacked Hillary. Again, I'm not promoting hacking of servers or anything within the United States. It's bad. They're an enemy. I'm happy information came out exposing how much of a dirtball and worthless human being that Hillary Clinton is. I'm happy that it was discovered. I'm not happy how it happened. I'm not. If I could wave a wand, I would change it now. You know, but it wasn't the U.S. government that released the information. It was a foreign hostile power for whatever reason. You know, there's multiple reasons why they could have done this. And again, I guess I can go through those at another time, but I don't wish to at this moment. Okay, so let's now look at this in the entirety, not pick. Okay, so let's look up the word fascism first. Now I'm going to Merriam-Webster's Dictionary. Definition of fascism: political philosophy, movement, or regime, as that of the fascist, that exalts nation and often race above the individual, and that stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader, severe economic and social regimentation, and forcible suppression of opposition. Okay. That is the definition of fascist. Now, obviously they're using this towards the Trump administration. So let's look through here and see where they're confusing. Now, first off, fascist is on the right-leaning scale, okay, of a political ideology. The problem is, apparently, everyone's confused. In the pure sense, fascist exists on the European political side of the spectrum. Okay? It's not the American. Okay, we have to have a basic understanding before we can have a conversation, apparently. It's on the European political spectrum is where fascist comes from. The left is communist. That's why in the European political spectrum, the far left is communist, far right is fascist, okay, leaning, slash, not, it's Nazi, okay? I mean, it can be another movement at some point, but whatever. That's the basic, communist, Nazi, okay? The Nazis were fascist, all right? So you look at this definition, let's go to autocratic. Okay, make sure I get this. Again, I want to get these definitions down. Sorry about this. I had all this saved. And where did it go? Okay. So, an autocratic government is a government to which one person possesses unlimited power. Okay. Again, that's Merriam-Webster's Dictionary. Okay. So, please explain to me. Trump does not have unlimited power. He doesn't. He's actually shown that he doesn't. Because what happened? That Fourth Circuit judge, what did he do? Donald Trump wrote a legal executive order. It followed in the constitutional mindset of an executive order in which again, an executive order cannot create law or change law, but the president's duty is to enforce the law to the best of his ability. That's what he's charged with. So he wrote, an executive order is a memo, okay, within departments slash within the entities that he controls. So he wrote the executive order to tell the individuals in charge of running immigration, okay, slash, you know, national security, we're going to do this. Okay, it's not change. It's that he didn't make law. He didn't change law. Okay, and if I remember correctly, it was the Immigration Code 1182 Section F talks about the powers of the United States President pertaining to national security and what he's able to do, and that even followed that section of immigration policy. Okay, the code. He used that power. Now, people incorrectly, including Congressman Justin Amash, brought up the 1965 Act or whatever immigration. You know, they changed the code, but that's addressing immigration. Okay, the act of approving and denying people for immigration. Okay, this is pertaining to national security within this what Trump did. This pertains to national security pertaining to immigration. The 1965 Act is general immigration policy. There's a difference. Justin Amash and a few others, the Cato Institute, incorrectly put the two together. Okay, I don't know how they missed that, but... whatever. Okay, so yeah, that's as far as fascism. Let's see. Let's see here. What other part should I explain? Let's see here. Okay, it says that the nation exalts nation and often race above individual that stands for centralized or credit government. Okay, so if you want to look at that. As far as about race, no, it's a citizenship. It has nothing to do with race. So again, if they're trying to imply the issue with illegals and the Muslims or anybody, it's anybody in those seven countries that Trump did his ban. If you're referring to that situation, you're not putting a race above another. American's not a race. I hate to tell everybody. You can be black, you can be, from China or Germany or Russia or any of the other 100 and whatever countries, almost 200 countries, that's not what makes you American. Okay? I know some people don't understand this. But you're not putting a race above another race. Okay? It's illegals, number one, is the target. Okay, so you have lawless immigration behavior from individuals from around the world. Okay, the issue because of class and money and corruption in Mexico and whatnot, you have a high influx of illegals from Mexico. Okay, now turn the tables on Canada, you're going to have a problem with Canada. Okay, that's why I say don't just build one wall, build two. Because... potentially, yes, you could have a future situation down the road, but that's not my number one reason with Canada. My number one reason is because they are finding that Hamas and some terrorists are actually coming through Canada and not Mexico. Even though there is a strong presence in that's growing in Mexico with Hamas, and they're actually working with the drug cartels currently. That's why you're seeing some tactics copied from Hamas within the drug cartels, especially with beheading and car bombings have increased dramatically by the drug cartels. And the suspicion is that that is a direct link between the drug cartels and Hamas. Again, Trump's not a dictator. That's about all I got from that one, off the top of my head. Okay, so disdain for human rights. Again, there's been no disdain. It's not a human right to come here. Okay? You do not have a constitutional right to come to the United States. It doesn't work that way. Okay? If you have a visa is not, all a visa is, can be, a visa can be revoked at any time. Okay? It's just a permission slip to come here to apply to be here. That's what a visa, it's the permission slip. Okay, very, very weak permission slip in the order of immigration protocol. What else could they be talking about? They could be referring, again, to the transgender bathroom situation. It's not a, okay, whatever. Again, don't see the connection there. What else could they be? He's for gay marriage. Last that I knew, it's not a right. I'm sorry, I don't believe it's a right to, marriage is a religious institution, and the only marriage that I know that condones homosexual behavior is atheism, which atheism is a religion, I hate to tell you, because, and Satanism. Those are the only two religions that I know that condone homosexual marriage. Which, when you get married, okay, if you go to a Christian church, you're standing in front of God. Okay, I am a Christian. So, if you're gay, you go to a Christian church and try to get married, and for whatever reason the pastor marries you, the pastor, he represents a religion, okay, that in the Bible, and for sake of this conversation, again, this is a unique conversation, let's pretend, I don't believe this, but let's pretend all religions are equal, okay, that they're all valid, okay, that's opening a whole can of, so in this conversation, you're going to a religion that the Bible clearly does not recognize, and the God of the Bible does not recognize, excuse me, homosexual activity. There's many verses, okay, talking about it does not acknowledge homosexual activity. Okay, so, again, why would you go to a Christian church or go to a synagogue or go to a mosque? Those three, the main three right there, boom. None of them acknowledge homosexual marriage, okay? So, again, even the Native Americans do not acknowledge, I don't know what the religion's called. It's you know, they worship nature and everything. They don't acknowledge homosexual marriage. There was one of the tribes, I don't know, the Cherokees or who they said no, you know, don't think so. Okay, let's see, identification of enemies as a unifying cause. I'm not sure if I went through that one already. But again, identification of enemies as a unifying cause. Okay, right there, again, and I'm pretty confident, again, they're using the terrorist slash Sharia movement that's growing in this country as an example of this, and again, the situation of illegals. Again, this is a shotgun approach to problems. This whole reaction to this poster is a shotgun approach to everything, pretty much. So the libtards, mental midgets, their overall philosophy apparently is you can't address terrorism and you can't address a religion that is calling for the annihilation of the U.S. Constitution. Apparently, you can't address that. Because, according to them, you're being fascist. We can't address the over million people a year that are coming here through complete out-of-control green card permission and visas and illegal immigration. we can't have that conversation. You know, we have over 90 million people not working of working age. But nope, we're just going to have completely uncontrolled borders, completely uncontrolled illegal immigration. We're not going to deport anybody. Okay, and I'm going to bring that up later on. It talks about the love of law. Okay. We can't address those because you're being a fascist. Again, this is a smear campaign. That's it. It's a peer smear campaign. Just like any time I spoke up or anybody else that was critical of Obama's policies, you're a racist. You're a racist for standing up to him. He's black, so you're a racist. It's like, no, I'm not a racist. I just don't agree with, like he told Joe the Plumber, redistribution of wealth. And I don't agree with when he did that interview back when he was a senator, when he said the Constitution is full of negative liberties and that the Constitution doesn't say what the government can do to you. It just says what it can't do to you. I'm paraphrasing that last part. I'm missing a word there, too. That's what I don't agree with. Okay? The Constitution is not full of negative liberties. Okay, it is a constraint on the federal government. That was the point. Because, like the 10th Amendment says in Federalist Paper 45, the powers of the government pertaining to Federalist 45, federal government should be few and defined. Okay, so that's what the Constitution did, pertaining to the 10th Amendment. And the Constitution in general, like the 10th Amendment says, talks about, the Constitution doesn't tell the federal government that it can do it, it can't. It's the states and the people of the state. It's their duty to do that. It's not your responsibility. So if you go beyond that, you are acting illegally. The problem is this country is a nation of laws, not of men. These mental midgets do not understand that. It is about the law. So what they're implying is to be the classic American, to live in a constitutional republic, it is about the law. And how they don't see that, they need to go to history class. Okay, next one, supremacy of the military. Okay, so the first responsibility charged to the federal government is to protect the states and its people. Okay, so how do you do that? From a foreign invader. Okay, in this case, let's go foreign. How do you do that? You can't have a pansy-ass military, can you? No. It's your number one responsibility. If all else fails, that's what you do. You handle the defense of the country. Okay? So, constitutionally, the military is paramount. It is your number one responsibility. It's not anything else. It's your number one responsibility. So, that responsibility, because it was listed number one and it's very serious, it needs to be held up to a high standard. Now, let's look at currently. The last 8 years, the Obama administration has been obliterating the military. Look up, go do all the research. I'm not going to get all these numbers. I could spend an hour just skimming over stuff. Okay, I'm not going to do that. But go over the plane crisis, the pilots, where over 1,000 pilots were in desperate need. Okay, they're scrapping other planes to fix our stuff. We're down all over the place. Things were neglected, and it was intentional. Again, because Obama hates the United States. He hates the United States. His wife hates the United States. His little cronies and people he picked. Look at the growing trend, the groups they were part of. They hated the United States. So what's the, you have to, when you hate the United States, you don't help the military, you undermine the military. Every way possible. Okay? And that's what happened for eight, excuse me, fighting a cold. That's what happened for 8 years. The military was obliterated. And in the last 8 years, tensions are worse than they were 8 years ago. And what's sad is Trump is going to get, China could drop a nuke on us or send in 5 million troops into, let's say, New York City, and Trump would get blamed for it. If it happened tomorrow, or Russia, let's say, Russia invades Alaska tomorrow, and he'd get blamed for it, completely ignoring the last 8 years of crap that's been going on, even during the Bush administration, ignoring crap that was going on then, when in 2008, when Russia actually was sabotaging the stock market and helped cause, again, a lot of people don't know this, the Chinese told us about it. Not because they're our ally, because they had a lot of money invested in us. That's why they told us. The crap that Russia was doing to help collapse her, and it almost worked. So anyway, that's the whole military thing. Rampant sexism, again, besides Trump's, can't keep his schlong to himself, and some comments he's made. There's no movement as far as that's conservative or Republican, that there's a general push in sexism. That's progressives with all their crap they're pushing. Controlled mass media. This one's fun. What has Obama done, what has Trump done to control media? Other than they just told, and I don't agree with this, but they just told a couple different news sources that you're not coming to the White House briefings. It's a White House briefing. Were you shut down? Were you, what? Other than that, and he called the media the enemy of the United States, which kind of is in general, or no, an enemy of the people, because when you're intentionally misleading people, you're not their ally. Okay, now, do I think throwing the term around enemy of the people is a little strong? Yes, I do. That's how he rolls. But you're not my friend. MSNBC is not my friend. CNN is not my friend. Fox News, around the time of the Trump election, was not my friend. They weren't giving me honest stuff, honest information, truthful information. That wasn't happening for, no, not as an entirety. And just like CNN, yes, they have some stories that they get right, and they do, push, and so, same thing with MSNBC. It's just in general. I don't think I watched Fox for a year because I was tired of certain things pertaining to their news coverage. Okay? They're not my friend. So there is some truth in it. I just, again, if it was me, if I was president of the United States, I wouldn't be saying, again, that's just me. Again, not that I disagree with it in its entirety, I just wouldn't say it. Which, again, if he wants to, that's fine. I'd rather have a congressman say it or somebody else. But, again, there is some truth to it. You lie to me or you intentionally mislead me, you're not my friend. I hate to tell you. So I don't watch. My consumption of old media, is the term that's used, is very, very low. And usually, I don't even go, if I hear a story, I don't even go by it. If they tell a story, I don't even repeat the story, unless I think it's completely ridiculous. Then I'll repeat it and say, But usually I do other research. I go to other independent sources. And if they're all saying the same thing or the gist of things, then there you go. Then it's being used. Again, so controlled mass media No, he has not controlled the media, other than he told a few, I don't remember who. I didn't even look into it because I really don't care which news network he bans. As far as to, you want to ban Fox? I don't care. CNN. As far as who it is, it doesn't bother me because, you know. But as far as a relations scenario, you know, I would not be banning. So I don't know if you understand that or not. Okay, obsession with national security. Again, that's we've talked about. That's the same thing with military. In a nutshell, it's very related. Again, obsession with national security. Again, we're a nation of laws. We have laws. The problem is what the snowflakes are not used to is you have 8 years of lawlessness going on. Okay, so to see somebody enforce the law, they're like, whoa, look at this jerk. Look at this jerk. Even though somebody, like the whole wall thing, it was a law that was signed by President Bush in 2006. It's not a new thing. Bush didn't follow it 100%. Yeah, they did the virtual fence. Okay, but it was supposed to be, they were supposed to start it then, and then it stopped. Just like Obama. He had 8 years to comply with the 2006 law. Did he do it? No. So you have lawlessness on Bush's end to a certain degree. He signed the dumb thing. President Obama, 2000, and when he was elected 2008, you know, term started 2009. Lawlessness on his end. This is just the wall situation. There was other lawlessness, like the other big one was when he, it was Bill Clinton's Defense of Marriage Act. Okay, when he said, "Oh, we're not going to push that through the, you know, the DOJ. We're not going to enforce that law." That's your job. That's like a janitor saying, "I'm not going to mop the floor." Wait, what? You're a janitor. Okay, so and that's the problem that we have. So so we'll see if Trump follows the 2006 law that Bush signed. Religion and government intertwined. Oh, yes. The government is so intertwined with religion right now. Ooh, I tell you, especially from the guy that holds up the LGBT235, CP30, R2D2 community. Oh, yeah, it's he holds up their flag. It's the government. It's so intertwined, I tell you. This country, you know, you have a lot of atheists and whatnot. They try to say that, this is not a Christian nation, yada, yada, yada. You know what? Just read your basic, read the Declaration of Independence, read the U.S. Constitution. Okay, it talks about creator and endowed and all this other stuff. You do have elements of the Christian / Judeo God in this government. Okay. The separation of church and state is not a legal term in the aspect of it's not in that term, that phrase is not in any U.S. legal document. It's in a letter from Thomas Jefferson to this Baptist church in like 1802 or 1801. That's where it comes from. And he got it from somebody else. He didn't invent the term. Okay, but it's not in the Constitution, and it's not in the Declaration of Independence. Either one of those. It's a no legal document. Founding document. Okay? And it's addressing the government telling religion, you know, Christian churches wanna what to do. Now, you're part of a religion that's calling for the destruction of A, B, and C, or I always talk the fictional religion that I always make fun of. If you are part of a religion that steals people's property steals a neighbor's cat and you have to slaughter the person's cat while you set their house on fire, if that's your religious ceremony, you don't have the right in the United States to participate in that because your right to your religion does not trample on others. That's when the hammer comes down on you. Okay? So, it does not allow you to participate in illegal behavior, okay, because people have the right to property in this country. Okay? So you can't be taking people's property. You can't be killing their property. You can't, you know, if you were part of a, let's say, some satanic cult that believed in sacrifice, you're not going to kidnap anybody and slaughter them. You're violating the law in this country. Okay, so that's very, very, again, also they could be using this pertaining to marriage. Again, the Supreme Court gave the federal government unconstitutional power pertaining to marriage. I've said this before, and I've told other people this that I know. The Supreme Court or the federal government has zero authority to recognize any marriage whatsoever. It's a state issue. Okay? They have no position. Okay? Originally. So, it doesn't work that way. Alright. Okay, so, we talked about corporate power protected. Labor power suppressed. Okay, this one's a really good one. Because this shows the ignorance of many people pertaining to history. The communists called the Nazis fascists. This is where this is coming from. Okay. So, the reason why this is in here is because labor power suppressed. Labor power is unions. Okay, what did Hitler do when he took power? You know what he did? He banned unions. Okay, labor power. Why? Because they had connections to the communist movement. Okay, that's why. So, the label of fascist, this is what Hitler did. He trampled on, he banned unions. Because, again, do your history. Now, are all, every single union today, again, only around 13% of Americans belong to a union in the United States. But are they all bad and nefarious purposes? No. No, I don't believe that. But you have others that do, like the AFL-CIO and SEIU. The leaders, and it's not the union reps and the Joes that are working at their workplace. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking the power, the people that run the unions. Some of these individuals have some their communist leanings as far as what they're trying to do. Some have even bragged about it. Andy Stern, if I remember, that was the guy. He was president of SEIU. He had some communist code language when he was talking about, you know, workers of the world unite and so on, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's Marx. He's channeling Marx there. So that's the whole why the labor power suppressed right there is in there, which, again, the snowflakes, I guess, are completely unaware of why that's in there. But again, as far as today, I'm not, again, unless I'm overlooking something, I don't know what they're talking about. As far as, again, if this is all addressed at the Trump administration. Again, disdain for intellectuals and the arts. Okay, this is also fun because, again, direct approach on this from the Trump administration, other than them going to unfund some departments that deal with the arts, which, again, that's actually another topic as far as why. But anyway, as far as the disdain for intellectuals, you have to look at who are the intellectuals first. Before you throw this around, who are the intellectuals? Well, in this case, the intellectuals, if you want to look at as far as professors, lean communist. The colleges in general are communist factories, for the most part. Secular, American-hating, little communist babies, pretty much coming out of the universities. So you have to look at who are the intellectuals being targeted. Okay, now, as far as intellectuals, again, you don't have to believe me. Again, all of this, I encourage you to look it up and where this is coming from. Okay? as far as disdain for intellectuals, if again, there's just this is just speculation on my end. If they're referring to like the EPA situation for scientists pertaining to climate change, again, the whole 97% of scientists agree. So, again, that's a very misleading and abused quote. And we have discovered so many things the last 10 years as far as people coming out that Al Gore promoted. I fail to remember the scientist's name. The scientist that he based everything on as far as CO2 possibly causing global, climate change and so on and so on and so on. The guy came out before he died and said it's BS. He came out, and then the community that was using his research said, oh, he's just an old fart, don't listen to him. So even at that angle, all this crap that Al Gore based everything, all his BS on, the man that he studied under said, no, it was just a theory. They wrote a pamphlet or a little journal on it, and it took off, and it kept getting money, kept getting people don't getting scholarships for all this stuff and donations. Other than that, I don't know what they're talking about. Let's see. Obsessed with crime and punishment. Again, this is related to one up here. Kind of the national security right here. The reason why I'm linking these two together is they're talking about, again, illegals and whatnot. Again, the last 8 years we've had an unlawful president. Laws left and right not being enforced. You have the situation now with these governors and mayors, mostly the city councils and stuff and the mayor. Not so much the governors, but promoting unlawful behavior pertaining to sanctuary cities. Okay, so you have a bunch of little dipshits doing illegal activity. President of the United States looks down at them and says, knock it off, I'm going to punish you. Again, because you are now violating and putting the national security and violating immigration law. Okay, so you got to knock it off. You're going to get sent to your room. So again, you've got 8 years of, that's where these popped up, these sanctuary cities, during the last 8 years. And again, you may have one or two or whatever with Bush, but they flourished under Obama's reign because he was kind of like a farmer spreading fresh manure on his crops. They popped up like daisies. So again, you have a president doing his job, because we're not used to having a president do his job. So he's doing his job, he's an asshole. That's what we have now. So that's the obsession with crime and punishment. You do something, again, we're a nation of laws, not a nation of men. I've already talked about that. Rampant cronyism and corruption. I have, crony capitalism. The corruption, again, wow, you want to talk about corruption, if this is only posted for one reason, only one, let's say it was only posted for corruption, this should have been posted 8 years ago, should have been posted a long time ago, and then, we've already covered fraudulent elections. So, this is, again, just a complete misunderstanding of almost everything, especially when put in historical context. Now, what's funny is you have nationalism, which I don't know if I've read the definition of nationalism. I don't think I did. Again, I want to read this right from... Okay, so this is Merriam-Webster Dictionary, says 1828. I think I already read this. When it said political philosophy, yes, I already read that. Now, excuse me. You have fascism, and then, you know, it talks about love of country and so on and so on and so on. Okay, so, or nationalistic, that's what I didn't read. Okay, so you have having strong patriot. This is just Bing. I didn't look it up. This is just Bing definition. So this is very general. It says having strong patriotic feelings, especially a belief in the superiority of one's own country over others. Okay, so usually when you use the term nationalistic, it's used in a very derogatory way. Okay, so when you look at patriotism, this is from Webster Dictionary, love for or a devotion to one's country. Okay. All right. So, and there's a link between the two. There's varying levels. Okay. Now, me, I love this country. The people. I love the people. I don't love my government right now. I haven't loved my government for some time. So that's the difference for me. But as far as, you know, it says nationalistic, having strong patriotic feelings. I have strong patriotic feelings for the United States. Now, in here, it says especially belief in the superiority for one's country over others. Yes, do you have some superior countries over others? Yes. Most of the world's a litter box. Okay? I mean, I'm just in general. Okay? You have countries that are superior to others. You're completely blind if you can't see that. That's being realistic. I'm talking about numbers. I'm not talking about just feelings of I love my country. That'd be like someone from, I don't know, like the Dominican Republic, which is a complete and utter mess, okay, saying my country is better than Germany. Just in general, it's better, it's superior to Germany. Based on what? Now, could you have one or two things, whatever, up on Germany? Possible. Okay, I can't think of one off the top of my head. But I'm talking about actual numbers here, as far as wealth, as far as, you know, they have a happiness rating, the happiness of people, so on and so on. You know, go all the way down. Disposable income, what's the life expectancy, if life expectancy is 56 in the Dominican Republic and it's 82 in Germany, okay. There's, again, which one's better? Oh, geez, I don't know. You know, that's what I'm talking about as far as being superior to another country. Now, I'm not talking it's superior just because. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to have to earn that trophy. Okay, so that's where these people being stupid. You know, this is another one. You know, feeling, expressing, or inspired by love for one's country. That's, again, that's patriotic. Now, there is a breakdown. There's three levels. You have, oh my gosh, I gotta find it. You have, you know, natural, being naturalistic, patriotic. Oh, I gotta find this. And I think I lost. Oh, here we go. So then you also have jingoism. Okay, so it says, nationalism has a number of near synonyms, each of which carries its own distinct meaning. Patriotism is similar insofar as to emphasize strong feelings for one's country, but it does not necessarily imply an attitude of superiority. Okay, sectionalism resembles nationalism in its suggestion of geopolitical group pursuing its self-interest, but the group in question is usually smaller than an entire nation. Then you have jingoism, closer resembles nationalism and suggesting feelings of cultural superiority, but unlike nationalism, it always implies military aggressiveness. Okay, so that is the, I guess, the range of nationalism. Okay, they're like each other. Okay, you know, patriotism, sectionalism, and jingoism. Okay. So this is all, again, Merriam-Webster's Dictionary. I'm citing this stuff so you guys can look it up. I'm not making it up. So again, there is a difference. But again, there's nothing wrong having a strong love for one's country. The problem is, again, you have to look at where this is coming from. Progressives hate the United States. And when I say that is, they hate its founding. They hate what it's supposed to be on. Okay? They hate the Constitution. They don't want small, limited government. That's what I'm talking about when I say they hate the United States. The United States is not just a landmass. Okay? It's an idea. It's a belief that law is law. Okay? You're a virtuous, moral people. That's what I talked about. When they discussed a republic only flourishes in a moral and virtuous people. It doesn't work in a society that doesn't mind having heroin needles hanging out of their arms, or whatever, and you know, sleeping with everybody. I mean, you grab, you know, killing babies left and right. And not working, and you just want people to give you a paycheck as far as the federal government. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. But that's what they hate. They do not want responsibility for actions. They don't want laws enforced. They want everyone catered to their emotion and how they feel at any given moment. That is the problem in this. That's why you're not going to have a rational conversation with an individual that hates these things. You're not. That's why they're pushing this. That's why, that's it. I've just broken them all down. What is there? So, according to them, you know, again, I was at a convention. Where are we at? Wasn't a casino. I don't remember where it was at. But we had there was these gift bags. I was at this convention. And it was an American flag gift bag. And, you know, we can talk about the violation of U.S. flag code and whatever. But regardless, I'm not the one that, I didn't get the bags. It wasn't me. But anyway, so there's bags, American flags all over. This print on there. And these two guys walked, we were near the elevator, and these two guys walked through, and he said, oh, must be a Republican convention. Republican-leaning convention. And I was told this by somebody. And it was like, that is so sad that to be patriotic, you have to be, or to love the flag, or love the country, you have to be Republican leaning an individual. That's what I'm talking about. It's like when they suspected that Michelle made a comment because everyone was standing, you know, at some event. Again, I don't remember what it was. Might have been a ball game, but she mouthed the words, all this for a dumb flag, or all this for a flag, or something like that. Again, the flag is the people. It represents the people. There's meaning behind the flag. Look at the field with the stars. What is each star? It's a state. It's 50 stars. Okay? So, you're knocking 300 million people, or 312. That's it. I mean, that's what you're knocking. So to love the flag or to love one's country, you have to be Republican leaning? That's where this is coming from. And it's very frustrating. So anyway, I don't know, America, we have a long, bloody road, I fear. I guess it's going to be very, very stressful to, again, I'm not a cheerleader or an apologist for Trump. I didn't vote for him. Okay? And I've said this in other social media. If the election was today, I would have cast my vote the same way. Okay? But he is president of the United States. He is the president of the United States. Okay? And as far as legally, he's actually done good so far. Okay? In general, I give him a 90% approval. 85-90% as far as what he's done. The problem is people put what you're doing in your job. Okay, do I agree? Now, if you throw they put what you're doing in your job and what you're saying all together, you know, I could have gave Obama, let's just say, if he conducted himself differently, I'd probably never give him over 70%. But, you know, let's say I gave him 65% approval, which I don't. I would have put a lot lower. You know, he probably had like a 20% or 10% approval from me. As far as what he was doing in during the job, but then his comments. Let's say I gave him 65%, but then the stupid stuff that he said, you know, I gave him a 30. Okay, I'm talking about what Trump is doing. Okay, I give him a 90 to 85% approval. Okay. It's based on not much of anything. It's been 5 weeks. Okay? So, it's, I don't know. So, not much more to say on this. It's just frustrating. In this country, you have the worst disease, if you want to call it that, to man is ignorance. And blissful ignorance is stupidity. If you're blissfully ignorant, you're stupid. And there's a lot of that in this country. There's a lot of it. And but, you know, all you can do is talk to people and, you know, do things like this. You know, again, without any context, I'm just pulling at straws here of what they're talking about. But again, just based on the things that I could think of, again, off the top of my head, of as far as each of these points of the early warning signs of fascism, that's what I'm guessing what they're talking about. So anyway, maybe you'll have a meaningful conversation. Maybe there's a more coherent example of one of these with somebody that's posted this. But again, I'm reading the comments on this post that was sent to me, and there wasn't one that I saw. Not when I read it, there wasn't one. Again, the only way back to the rampant sexism. Yes, do I think Trump is a sexist to some degree? Yes, I do. So, I'm not denouncing that talking point, but that's not the government in general. That's, again, that's not any political movement. And I'm not, so if that's all you got, because he has, that's pretty damn weak. So, there's fascism going on because the man has some questionable views of women? I mean, damn, you better have something better than that. So anyway, America, have a great day, and God bless, and this is the Michael Gibson Show.